Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of the Mishneh Berurah in the middle of Simen Tov Kuf Mem Ches, which deals with the halachos of Avelus on Chol Hamoid. And we begin on the very last line of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph with Siv Ches. The Mechaber writes, Im Noag Shiva Upogabor Regel. Nebuch, if somebody is in the Avelus of Shiva, the Shiva ends, but the Shloshim now starts, and now comes the Rego. So in yesterday's shiur we talked about that the Rego knocks off the rest of the Shiva, so now we're talking that the Rego will knock off the rest of the Shloshim. Mevatel mimenu gzeira Shloshim. So for example, if it's 10 days since the person lost the mace, he's up from the Avelus already for a couple of days, now he no longer has the Din of Shloshim, the Rego knocks off the rest of the Din of Shloshim. Afilu, and this is true, the Mechaber tells us, Chol Yom Shiva be'erev Regel, even if the seventh day of the Shiva is the Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkis, Erev Shavuos, Mutter L'Saper U'L'Chabes B'Erev Regel. You're already considered out of the Shloshim, because the Shiva will say is Mixas Yom Kikulo, so the seventh day of the Shiva ends in the morning when you get up after Shacharis, so the Shloshim starts, and since the Shloshim is now Erev Regel, so this paradox is that the seventh day here of the Avelus counts both as the last day of the Avelus, the first day of the Shloshim, and therefore the Regel knocks off the rest of the Shloshim, even though you only were knowing the Shloshim as part of Mixas Yom Kikulo from the last day of the Shiva. That was a mouthful. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah, Sivkot and Chavtes. The Kaimalon Mixas Yom Kikulo, Linyan Avelus. We have an overriding rule that when it comes to Avelus, we can say part of the day is like the whole day. It has to be the daytime. We don't say it nighttime. We don't say it's an hour after the Tzeisik Kochavim that the Shiva ends on that day. No, you have to wait till the following morning. We say Mixas Yom Kikulo, and therefore, Lefikach Yom Shvi, this seventh day of the Avelus, of the Shiva, Ololokai. It finishes off the last day of the Shiva, Mixas Yom Kikulo, Ulakan, and it also starts as the first day of the Shloshim, but it's going to end when you hit the Regel a few hours later. And therefore, Tchilas Yom HaShvi, Hutash L'Mashiva. The beginning part, the hour after you have Davening of Shacharis, that period of time, so that is called the Mixas Yom Kikulo, that finishes off the Shiva. Then you get up after Shacharis, V'achakach Maschul Yom Shmini. Now it's called the eighth day, and the Hunechshav Mehas Chol HaShloshim. This is technically the start of the Shloshim, even though it's still the seventh day from the Kvura. V'kivan, the Yischol Yom Echom HaShloshim, since the Shloshim has started, Ein Tzorech Lishmor Tu Klum, so now when the regel comes, it knocks off the shloshim. You don't have any obligation to have any din of shloshim after the regel, or on the regel itself for that matter. The boha regel mafsiko, because the regel comes off, knocks off the shiva, under the circumstances when the shiva is interrupted by the regel. And here, in our case, the shloshim is interrupted by the regel. It knocks off the observance of any additional dinim of shloshim. Furthermore, Vyosimi Zed Mishbur says, Tafilu bezeh hayom gupfa. And not only does it knock off the Shloshim when you hit the Regel, but even before then, Mutu Legaleach, on this seventh day from the burial, which is serving both as the seventh day of the Shiva and the eighth day or the start of the Shloshim, you'd already be allowed to go and take a haircut, Mutu Legaleach, Ulchabes, and to wash your clothing. Afilu Begiyotz, like a full dry cleaning, a full cleaning, Mishum Kovet Regel, because of the Kovet of the Regel. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hagav uadin harachitza." He says, "Washing, taking a bath, lididon, which we are nenoagin isaruchitza kol shloshim." So we, again, in the times of the Ramah, when the hygiene was different, the times of the Gemara, they wouldn't bathe for the entire shloshim period of time. Today, most of us have the status of istinus and bathe during the shloshim once the shiv is over. So the Ramah says that this din that the regel knocks off the shloshim applies to the din of rechitz as well, even though it is only shloshim for a few hours before the regel. Hu adin harechitz l'didan, the noagim is rechitz kol shloshim, is knocked off by the regel too. The Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Lama tells us, Rotsulama, what the Ramah is telling us is, af l'didan, even by us, div alma noagim is rechitz kol shloshim. In the times of the Ramah, they wouldn't bathe for the entire shloshim period of time. Again, not today, that's not our minhag. Mikomakom bin yonenu, in regard to here, with the seventh day is the last day of the Shiva, and also the start of the Shloshim, and it's Erev HaRegel, so he says, in this situation, Eino Chomer Mitisporis, it's no different than allowing you to take a haircut. And you can even take a hot shower, a hot bath, on this Erev HaRegel, which is still the Shloshim, which technically would be Usur normally during the Shloshim. Then the Ramah continues, says, Umutu Lirchotz Somuch Li'Erev, he says, you can take this bath only close to Erev. The Ramah says, you should do this right before Yontif starts, but you don't have to wait till the night time. And he brings this down to the name of the Algos, Maimonios, the Mordechai, and the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. Now, he says over here in the Bir HaGola that when we're saying you don't have to wait till nighttime means that you would take a cold shower at nighttime. So he says you don't have to wait. You can take a hot shower even in the afternoon, but you should do it samuch le'erev. The Mishnah Berurah explains samuch le'erev sivkot lamed alef kadesh yenikar shu mishum kvod regel. In this way, it's clear that you're doing it for the kavod for the regel, and that's why you're allowed to take the hot shower. V'zad din hu afilu imchol yom hashmini otshi be'erev regel. And this same din applies not only if the seventh day is erev regel, but even the eighth day, the ninth day, the tenth day, etc., erev regel, it also applies. V'dafka b'chol erev yontif. This is talking about a regular erev yontif like erev Sukkot or erev Shavuos when you have to wait to do it close to nightfall. However, aval erev Pesach, he says everybody would agree mutal b'chol achak chatzos. Then you can really do it after chatzos because dahinu mizman shritas haPesach. Because normally the korban Pesach, mitzvah Hashem, this year we'll shech the korban Pesach after chatzos on your dalet. And therefore, Shritas HaPesach, once it comes, Ve'elech, the also Yomtiv, it's already considered a Yomtiv from Chatzos and onward, the also B'Vlochi, and not Ledu Melocha, and therefore, V'lochei Mutu B'Ruchitza Acha Chatzos, take it. Therefore, you can go and shower right afterwards, V'lochei Mekibos, and likewise, you'll have to do the laundry then as well. However, Avol Galeach, Mutu Afilu Kolom Chatzos, to cut your hair, that you can even do before Chatzos, because Kivon, the Acher also Lo Galeach Acha Chatzos, because you're not allowed to take a haircut by somebody else after Chatzos, and therefore you'd have to go and cut your own hair after Chatzos according to this understanding. We'll see the different interpretations. Like it's brought down in Hilchos Pesach, so therefore you'd be allowed to have somebody else cut your hair earlier than Chatzos rather than make you have to be the one to cut your hair after Chatzos. Now there are a lot of Dershu footnotes over here that are kedai to go through. So Dershu footnote number 39 brings down, if Erev Pesach comes out in the middle of the Shiva, so we've already pointed out from the Chochmas Adam that the minhag of Avelus stops at Chatzos. So if it's the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, so you already stop the Shiva at Chatzos. Not everybody agrees to that. It brings down from the Lechem Aponim that that only applies to the din of Shloshim, but not to the din of Shiva, but the minhag is to follow the opinion that the Shiva is knocked off at Chatzos. The issue foot number 40 brings down, Shirak bizman habayis shemaviim karbon hayanech shav kiyandiv. Only when we brought the carbon Pesach was chatzos and onward considered something that's also b'malacha because it's a yantiv. So midrabanan, you're not allowed to do malacha. However, bizman hazeh, we don't have a carbon. Technically, ain't no kiyantiv. However, adayin isu malacha b'mkomo me. But the rabbis never withdrew the issue of doing malacha then midrabanan because even though av shabbat latam, even though nebuch, we're not bringing the carbon Pesach, lo blot latakana, the institution of not doing melacha after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, that remained with us. The issue foot number 41 brings down, even though kibbutz, the laundering, is a regular melacha gemura, shasur li'achah Chatzos, he normally wouldn't be allowed to do this after Chatzos, so he says, from Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, brought down in the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa, shakavon hi l'levishas habeget hamechubas, that's talking about wearing the garment. Shinin zeh, here, you can put on your Shabbos clothing, your Yontif clothing, already after Chatzos. However, the actual washing and laundering, pula sakibus atzma letzor hachag, that muteras afilu lufne Chatzos, that you can do before Chatzos, because the minhag is shalol lechabis b'so shloshim, that minhag that we have not to do the laundry during the 30 days of the shloshim, hu rak amanas lelov sho b'socha shloshim, it's only to wear it during the shloshim. According to Ramah, as we brought down, you're not allowed to go and do the kibbutz except if it's close to the nighttime. He says, "Kavanaso gam shom rak linin levishas begin mechubas." That's only the wearing of the garment. However, omnam, he says, we'll see in Sivkot Lamed Beis shemaduba be'erev yontif li'achar mincha. That this is talking about erev yontif after mincha time. Because obviously you can't do it at nighttime because you're not allowed to do the laundry on Yontif. And therefore, so you can't be talking about the wearing it because you couldn't be talking about the kavisa at nighttime. So it must be talking here about the kavisa as well, which means you can do this late in the afternoon, according to this opinion. And that's what you can see here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Mutu Lirchotz, where he says, according to the Ramah, Shehichmir Dafka Samuch Le'erev, that you should do this, but Dafka Samuch Le'erev, it's not only Rechitza, Lav Dafka Lin Rechitza. He says, the Huadin, Linyan Lesap El Chabi, also taking the haircut and doing the laundry. However, at the end of the Bir Halacha, he brings down, the Ilu Layesh Matirim, Mutter af kodem chatzos. And this is the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, and he says, it's partial. If you're allowed to do it before chatzos, so then you don't have to wait till the end. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Beis. Says you don't have to wait till nighttime. So Koy Arachitza. This is specifically referring to the washing, because the other things are malachi. You can't do them at night. Dilu Tisporus Ukvisa, cutting the hair or doing the laundry. But Lailu Zasi, of course, you can't do that on Yontif. Uvadai Tzorich Lasso Somachlever. That you should do right near nightfall. Dainu Achar Tvila Samincha, which according to this Machmir opinion is that you should do it after you daven Mincha Ulikame, as we are going to discuss further. The issue foot number 43 brings down additional details about this Ayin Shom. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, "Vein tzarich lomar imchol yom shmini lios b'shabbes erev regel." And you don't even have to tell me that if the eighth day from the time of the Petira, in other words, you're in the Shloshim, if that eighth day, imchol yom shmini lios b'shabbes erev regel, so you have the eighth day now being Shabbos, which is erev yontiv, so then in that situation, you obviously can't go and do all of these actions on Shabbos Erev Haregel, so you do them on Friday. Shemut l'saper be'erev Shabbos. You can do this on Erev Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Bir Masel, the Ein Tzarech adds, he says, not Kalishna, and uses the language over here, the Ein Tzarech Lomar, you don't have to tell me, Mishum de Kishashalmu lo Shmoni Yomim Kodim Regel, Vivade Pshito, the Regel Mavatu Zer Shloshim. Because in that situation, when you have 8 days before the Regel, of course it knocks off the Regel, Umutu l'staper Boba Yom. Of course you can go and do everything on the 8th day, which is Erev Regel. And here we're talking now with the 8th day is Shabbos specifically, Shiyav Shalom l'staper. You can't go and cut your hair or do the laundry on Shabbos. And therefore, Mukhrach Lassos of the Erev Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to do this on Erev Shabbos. And Choshev Ki'ilu HaYom Shmini. Therefore, we consider it like it was the 8th day. And this is Mashmah from the Gemara. And he brings us all down in the name of the Rokin Avraham. Now we continue in the Mechaber. And he writes, V'im lo gilach be'erev haregel. If you didn't go and take the haircut on Erev haregel, mutal legaleach achar regel, then you're allowed to go take a haircut after the regel, even though it's still within the Shloshim of the 30 physical days, but the Shloshim Dinim are done because the regel knocked them off. Shari Kvarin is batel mimenu gzeirah Shloshim. The Dinim of Shloshim have gone by the wayside because of the regel. They pushed them aside, even though physically that you're still within the 30 days. However, he says, avol betol haregel, during the regel itself, lo legalech, you're not allowed to go take a haircut. Kivin shayav shalol legalech, call him a regel, because you should have taken the haircut before the regel. As the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, pasha du adin le'inyan kibbutz, and the same thing applies, obviously, for kibbutz as well. You should have done them before Yontif, so you don't have a right to do them on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed. Now, he says, the Mechaber continues, v'imchol yom shiva shelo b'shabbos erev haregel, if the 7th day for you is on Shabbos, which is erev haregel, like this year, erev pesach chol yos b'shabbos, so Shabbos is erev haregel, rechmona l'slan, if someone was to lose a relative, and that would be the 7th day, so then mutar legaleach b'chol HaMoed. Then, you wouldn't be allowed to go and take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, because that would still be within the Shiva. That would be day 6 of the Shiva, and therefore you can't take the haircut before Yontif. So the Yontif knocks off the rest of the Shiva and the Shloshim as well, because Shabbos is still Mixas HaYom Kekulo. So it knocks off the Shloshim, and therefore during the Rego you would be allowed to. Kivishaloy Evshalo Lager called them, since here you were not able to go take a haircut beforehand, so you would be allowed to, in this situation, to go take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, that which we said that the Rego nullifies the Gzeru of the Dinim of the Shloshim, he brings us down the name of the Rosh. He says that that's Bishar Mason. That's only in regards to the other 5 Avelim that you have to go and sit Shiva for your Rachman al son, a brother, a sister, a son, or a daughter, and a spouse. I will be Ovi V'imo, but for a parent, Rachman al Litzlan, Sha'osu L'saper, Achi Garu Bo Chavero. There you're not allowed to go take a haircut until somebody says, you look horrible. And that's the heter to go take a haircut. And this, he says, is true. Afilu Pogobo Arego Li'acha Shloshim Yom Eno Vato. And this would be true even if it was 30 days. It was more than 30 days from the Petira. And now the regal comes, you just still can't take it because the regal knocks it off. For a parent, you have to wait, the Mechaber says, until you reach the point where you look horrible and somebody says, hey, you look horrible, and that's more than 30 days. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Lamed Daled explains, v'im garubo, but if they do in fact go and say you look horrible, ach b'yom shloshim mutar, brings down for your rabba kula, that you don't have to wait beyond the 30 days. On the 30th day, that would be enough, v'im garubo chaveirov. While my Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Willich Shlita, has paskin this lalacha that you can rely upon this Elie Rabbah, many people will wait a little bit longer than the actual days of the Shloshim to go and take a haircut after Rechmona Lislan, the death of a parent. Sif Yud, the Mechaber writes, V'imchol echod mi'yimei ho'avelus chutz mi'hashvi be'erev regel mutal chabes. If in fact the Shiva is going to be uprooted by the Regel, but it's not the last day of the Shiva, it's the fifth day, the sixth day of the Shiva, it's uprooted by the Regel. Imchol echod mimeihu avelos chutz miashvi be'erav Regel. So then, on that erav Regel, mutar l'chabis, you'd be allowed to do your laundry in that situation. However, v'lo yibishen, not a lighter, but you can't wear it because you're still in the avelos at that point in time until the Regel comes. And therefore, you are allowed to do the laundry because you're going to need it for yontif and chol hamoed. However, v'lo yibishen, not a lighter, but you're not allowed to wear it till then. And he adds, "V'tovli zor milichabes ad acha chatzos." He says it's preferable to go and wait until after chatzos to do this. Kadeshi enikar shemipnei regel mechabes, because in this situation it's clear that you're doing it for the regel, because you're not allowed to do it as an ovel. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamed Hey tells us, "Afilu yom harishon." This applies even on the first day if the avelus rachman al san is going to be knocked off, and it's only the first day of the shiva. Nevertheless, you still would be allowed to do the laundry here to have it for yontif and for chol hamoed. The issue footnote 44 brings down, even though, according to Shulchan Aruch, the first day of Avelus is Daraisa, the Kivin Shein Koch B'Yachachom L'Akor Dover Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Yaseh, so how would you be allowed to do this? Ech Oku Kanes HaVelus when they cover the Regel, how could they do this so you should have nice clothing for the Regel? So the Divrei Yecheskel brings down, Linyan Shiva Yemei HaMish, the Shechosu Shokrim Gam Avelus Yom Rishon L'Das HaRambam, that for the 7 days of a wedding, that you have the Sheva Brachos, so that knocks off, according to the Rambam, this Isser of Avelus, which is Daraisa, Akirus Avelus Nechsheves Kishev Yaltase, because it's as if you're saying, sit and do nothing. Shebit Lu Milikayim is Mitzvah Avelus. You're telling you, don't fulfill the Mitzvah of Avelus. So to over here, you're allowed to go and do this. Ein Ze Nechshev Akira B'Kum Vase. This isn't saying, go and do something wrong. It's saying, Shev Yaltase, don't do the Avelus Mitzvah, because you have this other thing to do, Kovod Yontif. Mishnah Berurah continues, Sivkot Lamed Vav, Mutul L'Chabes, therefore you're allowed to go and clean the laundry in this situation. To keep the Balai law, because at night time when the shiva is over, because it's yontif, you can't go do the laundry then. So therefore, the rabbis you're allowed to do this the day of erev yontif because you need it then. However, avot tisporis also at shloshim, but the tisporis is not allowed because the tisporis you're not allowed to do for the entire shloshim, and it's only the kibbutz that you're allowed to do l'kovod yontif. Sivkat lamed zayin ad acha chatzos, you should wait until after chatzos to do this. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ladas Ramah Lel Sivches." We have this early in the Shir. Lo Yichabis at Somuch L'Erev. He holds a more machmir position. He should do this right near Yontif, so it's clear that it's more nikar for the Regel. But the Mechaber continues. He says, "Avol Lirchotz Oser Al Laila." To go and actually bathe, that you're not allowed to do until the night time. What do you mean to do it on Yontif? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Sivkat Lamed Ches." Well, it's Lomar Afilu Betzoni. Then you can do that with cold water at night. So therefore, you can accomplish the Ha'efshul Lirchotz B'Laila Betzoni. So you can accomplish it in that way, and therefore, don't go and bathe during the Shiva. And you can certainly go bathe even with hot water. Because the Shiva is over as soon as Yontif starts. But now the Mechaber brings down the Yesh Matirim that we brought down earlier in this year, and this from the Hagos Maimonios in the name of the Rav Yoh and the Rihalevi, and he says, V'yesh matirim lirchotz achar tfilas ha-mincha somach l'chashecha, that you can already go and bathe, even in this situation, after mincha somach l'chashecha. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Lamed Tes tells us, Dafka lirchotz, this is only allowing you to bathe. Avol shari din avelus, or the other din of avelus, for example, kigon yeshivas karka, to sit on a low stool or on the floor, but chalitzas minhal, taking off your shoes, your leather shoes, no egetchet techshat, that applies even at nighttime. This is brought down the name of the Magen Avraham. Issue foot number 45 explains this Magen Avraham, Sherechitza ba'al l'chavad ha-regel, that you're bathing for the regel. Kisherochitz achshav nena mikach ha-regel, and you're going to benefit from it on the regel. As opposed to the other dinim of avelus, how does it benefit the regel that you're not sitting on a low stool or on the floor, or that you're wearing leather shoes? Issue foot number 46 brings down, when you go to shul to greet the yontif, so Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, it's brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kihuchasa, you should accept upon yourself yontif, and this Tosefis yontif allows you to go put on your leather shoes and walk to shul that way. Now we continue. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem tells us that you do it after mincha. That you first should daven mincha. Then he brings out from the Magen Avraham. Then you now can have Tosefis yontif after daven mincha. But he says, "Ayin in Shuas Yaakov shekosav dikom mokom ba'od hayom gadol noeg dini avelus." While it's still daytime, all the other dinim avelus still apply. I will summon chashecha should be neshmashus. But once it already gets very close to nightfall, it's some in the bein neshmashus period of time. The efshur the ab bisman tosefes yontif. And even if you've accepted upon yourself tosefes yontif, then the dinim avelus no longer apply in a noeg. And he says, "Ayin in the bach simin reish samachalav because of this man kabbalah shabbos chol shtei shol somuch l'erev." That this is 2 hours before when these dinim apply of accepting a party. So Shabbos, Tisha foot number 48 points out, this is only if you accept the Rabbeinu Tam opinion of the later time, but otherwise you should do this only Miplaka Mincha and onwards. Tisha foot number 47 brings down from the Yeshua's Yaakov, that Ruchitz is Muteris Liacha Mincha Filu B'Oda Yom Gavla, that you don't have to do at the very end of the day. With this, we conclude today's shir.